A stay delays final action by federal agencies to allow for a closer look at the reasons why that action should not take place. In this case, the federal agency is the BLM. The action is the pending closure on the Shooty Two Shoes land exchange, and the Interior Board of Land Appeals is the organization that granted the stay and that's taking a closer look. The Interior Board of Land Appeals, or IBLA, is an independent branch of the U.S. Department of Interior that decides appeals on final decisions of any agency within the DOI. In the case of the Shooty Two Shoes land exchange, an appeal was originally filed in late 2014 by Colorado Wild Public Lands, a basalt-based group that monitors land exchanges in the state. Carbondale resident Franz Froliker is a member of the group.
Colorado has the most land exchanges in the country. We've had over 150 since 2000, and we're finding out that all these things, especially they're proponent-driven, they all have some angle where the public comes up short.
Land exchanges occur between federal agencies, or as in the Shooty Two Shoes case, between a federal agency and a private landowner. Billionaire CEO of L. Brands Corporation, Leslie Wexner, is the landowner, and he wants to trade the 557-acre Shooty Ranch and an additional 112 acres outside Carbondale for close to 1,300 acres of federal land that's in the middle of his ranch at the base of Mount Sopras. All federal land exchanges are supposed to benefit the American public, but Colorado Wild Public Lands claims that the federal land here was undervalued and that the appraisals were commissioned by the proponents and hidden from the public.
When we finally saw the appraisals, which we were only able to obtain under a FOIA request, we saw definitively that they were undervalued by a very large margin.
One appraisal was commissioned by the Wexners, but David Boyd, BLM Public Information Specialist, says that was when the swap was first proposed as a legislative exchange before 2011. Those appraisals may not have been made public. But in 2011, it became an administrative exchange, and another appraisal was done by the Department of the Interior the following year. Boyd says those appraisals were made public.
Typically, in a land exchange, you don't make the appraisals public until after closing, actually, because they're worried that that can affect the negotiations. And in this case, we went ahead and, because there was interest, we made them available and put them online. I mean, it was in the middle of the process we put them up.
And he says there's a tremendous difference in the appraised land value between the Shooty Ranch and the public piece. Here's why.
They look at the highest and best value, and so a ridge just doesn't have the same per acre price as a flat area that's prime for subdividing and development.
The Shooty Ranch is imminently developable. It's got water rights, it's flat, it's close to a municipality.
Suzanne Stevens is the executive director of the Aspen Valley Land Trust, which has had a stake in the exchange from the beginning.
The BLM parcel on the Crown is got tremendous conservation value, no question, but monetarily its value is going to be limited by its rough topography, lack of water, it's not developable, there's not a lot you can do with it other than graze it, and it's difficult to get to.
She says that even though the appraisal process is the best tool available for analyzing land values, it's imperfect.
Because land is worth what someone will pay for it, and you can't necessarily know what that is until someone pays for it. You're doing research, and you're essentially having to compare this property to others and make your best guess as to what it would logically be worth.
The 2012 appraisal for the Department of the Interior includes six primary comparable land sales in both Pitkin and Garfield counties. These show a per-acre price as high as $12,000 and as low as $1,900. Colorado Wild Public Lands claims that the trade is unequal, with the public on the losing end. Stevens sees it differently.
The public will be receiving more than $10 million of value in exchange for giving up about $4 million in value. There's been a lot of donated value added by the Wexners. So between the Shooty Ranch and the Haynes parcel, which is the mountain biking mecca at the bottom of the Crown where there's a lot of beloved trails, those will become public. Development rights on the Two Shoes Ranch will be retired.
And she says the Wexners will provide $1 million to BLM to manage Shooty Ranch and $700,000 to Pitkin County for a trail easement along Prince Creek Road. The stay ends on Monday, March 27th, when the Interior Board of Land Appeals is due to make a decision. It could go a variety of ways, including a denial of the exchange. Franz Froelicher says Colorado Wild Public Lands would prefer that public lands remain public and that the exchange be stopped.
We really didn't want it to go through, but if it's going through, at least we want the public to get a fair deal on it. And we don't want this to just be another in line of ongoing precedents that devalues public land.
Gideon Kaufman, attorney for the Wexners, declined to comment for this story since the issue is still in appeal. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.